You're listening to the Ecosystem Approach Show. I'm Jason.
And I'm Patricia. Tune in every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio.
We discovered that human potential is severely limited when you program humans like a machine, which is standard practice today for self-improvement.
The Ecosystem Approach teaches you how to uncover your infinite potential by using natural methods that are truly revolutionary. Join us now for the Ecosystem Approach Show. We've heard the expression, quote, "let the universe decide," unquote, so many times during the 20 years we've been doing this work. If you let the universe decide, who and what is really deciding? There is a way to use your intuition and get feedback from the natural world that can be really helpful. Stay tuned for a unique perspective. I love that. We are married intuitives with over 20 years experience who created the Ecosystem Approach for you. This is much different because we see human beings as ecosystems that need to be restored instead of programmed. We show you how to take an energy approach for internal discovery that is rational, practical, and useful for everyday life. Jason, tell the audience why, quote, "let the universe decide" might not be the best thing to do.
Because of the existence of dark negative energy.
Okay.
And people don't understand it.
No.
Sometimes they don't want to understand it.
Well,
they don't want to acknowledge it. It's uncomfortable, and I'm sorry, I'm just the messenger here. I wish it wasn't there.
Yeah.
But in the 20 years, it's the reason people want to get to this place and they can't.
Yes.
People want this and they can't get it.
Right.
They want more for themselves. They want a better life. They want to be happy.
Well, and they
it's
don't
the dark energy.
And they don't understand that yet. I'm going to jump in and say programming has kept them from seeing.
Yes.
That dark negative energy.
Yes.
That's blocking them.
They rarely consider the negative energy.
Rarely.
You know, and there is a positive spin on this, and I'm going to talk about that in the next segment.
Okay.
But let's talk about that a little bit more.
Okay.
There is dark negative energy attached to you, mm-hmm. and it's attached to your essence. Some people mm-hmm. call it soul.
Okay.
And your soul is a big part of what happens in your life.
Okay.
Programming says, don't think about any of that. Don't think about your feelings, which comes from your essence. That's how your essence communicates with you often.
Okay.
It says, just focus on your goal and do this recipe.
And ignore everything
yeah,
else.
Yeah, so you go and you keep going and it doesn't work.
Right.
And there's programming even in what might someone call the spiritual dimension.
Oh, yes.
Or, you know, the this energy dimension. Mm-hmm. A lot of people use programming techniques, which kind of baffles us, but it doesn't work. So when you let the universe decide, when you use a pendulum, mm-hmm. when you use tarot cards,
okay.
even when you seek the
counsel
of an expert,
okay,
you don't know what their motives are, even if
you don't know their story.
You don't know their story. Sometimes you do.
Well,
maybe it could be a parent or a teacher or someone that you've known for a long time. But sometimes, and we've seen this all the time, especially with experts, they have one of two things usually. When you say, "What should I do?" they tell you what they would do.
Okay.
Whether they say that or not. Okay. Or they tell you what some ideal person who's not you should do.
Okay.
You know? And most people, especially when you go to seek the counsel of an expert, don't understand you the best that they can because of our culture with programming.
Right.
We don't look at inside people. We just see them as machines. So if you put this program in, this will be good for you.
Well, you know, the other day we were watching some program. I don't remember what it was. And two guys standing side by side. One was dressed in a probably a $2,000 suit at least. And the other one was dressed in rags. And the show was portraying that the one that was dressed in the suit, he knew more than the guy in the right. in the rags.
Right.
And
we're programmed to believe that. By the way.
We are. That's my point. We are programmed to believe
Sorry,
that.
Sorry, I didn't mean to.
That's okay. But then the bottom line is that, of course, at the end of the show, the guy in the rags, he knew the truth. He knew all these right, things. Right. But in other words, the show was about, you know, the underdog, you know, ask the underdog, they'll know. My point that I'm getting at is the programming that we have been subject to, all of us. There isn't anybody that lives on this planet that has not been programmed in some way or another. But we're programmed that if you dress in the $2,000 suit, you know more.
Well, and frankly, after doing this work, we've been clearing ourselves for over 22 years.
Exactly.
You know, and we're still clearing away programming.
Absolutely.
From our childhood.
Yes.
It's insidious. It comes in. Often we see programming from past lives that
yes.
can affect people.
Yes.
But here's the thing, okay?
Okay.
When you let the universe decide, it's related to magical thinking and delusions. So you can feel good in spite of what's going on in your life.
Right.
So if you're afraid, if you're in pain, if you've been hurt, if you have anger, all those things, there's something about letting the universe decide that sounds very, you almost hear the angels sing and then something, you know, they're going to come down and help you from that pain. And I'm sorry, we help you with pain all the time. We've been helping clients with pain for over that 22 years.
Right.
But letting the universe decide doesn't help you with that pain. And again, I'm sorry for being the messenger.
Okay.
But that magical thinking can be destructive.
I was just going to say exactly the same thing, because I've seen, and I'm sorry to say this, I've seen certain personality types that can only live and exist in the magical thinking. And then there's others.
And that personality type exists because of the negative energy attached to their essence.
That is correct.
And that is so
correct.
What we do is we help you get rid of that negative energy.
Correct.
And because when you get rid of that negative energy, you start to see not what the universe wants or what the universe is going to decide.
But what you want.
Exactly.
And what you, not only what you want, but what you know and how to get up and go get that from the best guide. And I know we're going to talk about this more, but the best guide that we have is our essence, our soul.
You know, when you're trying to make a decision,
okay,
and you can't,
yes,
there's something that's blocking you. And usually you go outside of yourself and you get the ego. You go to social pressure.
Sure.
You get the training.
Well,
you know,
and the programming.
Right. That all of
you
those things,
should do
yes,
this.
Yes. All those things yes. are programming.
Yes.
Here's a good example.
Okay.
People talk about wealth consciousness versus poverty consciousness.
Correct.
What is that exactly?
Well,
you know, right? It's very black and white.
It's not only very black and white, but it's a perspective that says if you only look from this perspective, wealth and poverty consciousness, meaning that defined that there one is on one side and one is on the other, black and white thinking, that's all that there is, that there is no
anything in between.
I was going to say, or anything in between it. And by the way, that's not true either.
Well, the truth is, if you want more resources, more wealth in your life, you have to see specifically to you what's blocking you.
Correct.
And work on that.
And by the way, and how do you do that, Mr. Rowe?
With the ecosystem approach.
There you go.
You know, if you want to know more about that, that negative energy that's attached to your essence, we did this, a two-part article called The Discovery.
Right.
And we see that most people have 80% of their essence is covered with negative energy. So if you want to know more about that,
okay.
go to our website right now, theecosystemapproach.org, sign up for our free section and read that article. It's a two-part article.
And it's a great article, by the way. And I just thought of something, that if 80% of my essence is covered up and I'm functioning in the 20%, I've been cheated.
Yeah.
I've been robbed.
Yes.
I have.
You have all this potential.
I have exactly.
covered up by the 80% that you're not using.
Exactly.
You know, if you want a better life, if you're in pain right now,
correct.
That's how to do it. So
right.
how does the essence work? We
okay.
need to talk about that real quickly.
Okay.
Usually you pose a question. mm-hmm. and you keep clearing to hear an answer.
Yes.
Okay. Constantly, consistently, and specifically, we talk about clearing to remove the negative energy in your essence. Okay?
Correct.
Well, what if I ask my essence, I don't get an answer? Well, clear numbness.
Yes.
Clear doubt.
And also clear, in general, a block that's keeping you from the clarity that you need so you can hear.
I remember when I first, I actually went to a clairvoyant who told me about my intuitive ability.
Right.
You know, and I've always had it now that I think back. But what happened to it is that when things would come through, I would doubt it.
Mm-hmm.
I would ignore it.
Yes.
I would
yes.
be numb to it. So right. I wouldn't listen to it.
Yes.
So you have to be open and to listen. And here's how it happens. Keep trying, keep clearing.
Yes.
If you keep clearing and clearing and clearing for the answer that you know,
correct.
You'll hear it eventually.
Yes.
And by the way, use the ecosystem approach.
Yes. So Jason, one of the key points of this segment.
Negative dark energy is rarely considered when people let the universe decide.
Mm.
Magical thinking is a result of an energy consciousness, but not wanting to consider dark energy.
Correct.
Energy work is never black and white and always has a nuance, and multiple things can be true at the same time.
Mm.
And the ecosystem approach helps you put it all together and slowly over time in a solid, positive way.
Correct. Correct. All right. In the next segment, we're going to talk about how, quote, letting the universe decide can actually help you develop your intuition in a positive way. Okay, I'm waiting for this one, everyone. I know this sounds like a contradiction from what we just said, or he just said. Stay tuned.
She's going to blame it on me. Yeah,
of course I am. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia, and you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready to branch out, to take a leap of faith, to love yourself and others fully? Join Erica Gifford Mills in her signature series, The Rooted Life. This virtual 12-week series will equip, empower, and enlighten you. This is a coaching series that allows both group and individual work. 12 weekly, 1-hour sessions in the comfort of your own home. Schedule your free Empower Hour now at GetRootedRadio.com. That is GetRootedRadio.com.
How many times do you find yourself saying, it was nothing, or just doing my job, when really you knocked it out of the park? How did you get like this? Next time someone tells you, great job, you'll know how to accept it and not deflect it by listening to Courage to be Seen Radio with host Sherry Clark. Sherry Clark is an experienced global engineering leader, coach, and mentor. From her experiences one-on-one coaching to corporate consulting and executive coaching, Sherry has learned many women need at least three things to discover and face success. Learn about the ACES program, how to survive male-dominated fields with grace and authenticity, and reach the top without ever once giving up on who you are. Courage to be Seen host Sherry Clark explores the awesome power of your entire self and how far you can go by being more you. Check out her website, CourageToBeSeen.com. You have the courage to be seen. See you later.
You've been listening, but are you watching? Tune in to your favorite shows on the Transformation Talk Radio Facebook page. We stream live video podcasts every day, and we love to hear from you. Leave comments and questions for the host to address live, on the air, and get to know the faces behind the voices you love. Just go to Facebook and search for Transformation Talk Radio.
Yeah, yippee skippy to that, baby.
Courtney Cottrell is walking in her purpose, creating incredible tools to level up your life. Let's introduce you to the Unapologetically Favored Gift Shop, your one-stop shop for all Courtney's motivational books, custom created, inspirational gifts, and more. Products that remind you of your purpose on this planet, infused with the passion to uplift lives. Shop apparel, books, wall art, and more at shopfavored.net.
This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason, and I'm Patricia. And in this segment, we're going to talk about, quote, how to let the universe decide can actually help you develop your intuition in a positive way. I know this sounds like a contradiction from what we just said in the last segment. We'll continue on. We are married intuitives with over 20 years experience who created the ecosystem approach for you. This is much different because we see human beings as ecosystems that need to be restored instead of programmed. We show you how to take an energy approach for internal discovery that is rational, practical, and useful for everyday life. Jason, I know the audience, just like me, is very confused. First, you said there was negative energy and you can't let the universe decide. And now you're saying by letting the universe decide, it can help you with your development of your own intuition. All right, Jason, which one is it?
Well, of course, it's both.
All right.
And people hate that answer. You know, well, we're taught it's either this or that, you know.
Yes. And there's only right or wrong.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. You know, you hear this from Perry Mason on and every other lawyer show since, you know, yes or no, did, you know,
yes,
you know,
true.
Are you beating your wife? What is that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Are you beating your wife?
And
yes or no?
And sometimes isn't the answer.
So, you know, we want to be black and white, but that's part of the problem.
Yes.
So, and here's the other thing. Okay.
Okay.
This is a personal confession. I love to find the flaws. I love,
I hadn't noticed.
I love to, you know, one of the things that we've been doing with our refined intuition.
Correct.
Is that we go out and look and we don't take anything for granted.
No.
We've heard all these preconceived notions from this arena, whether you call it the spiritual arena, the energy arena.
Correct.
You know, new age, whatever we want.
Energy yes. Arena. Yes.
And we don't take any of it for granted. And we look and say, well, is that really true? Is that
right.
Really true?
Right.
Is that really true? And it's, we're coming up with some very interesting results from that.
Yes.
But so we can see that let the universe decide. So when we ask ourselves a question,
okay,
we wait for an answer. And
yes.
It may not be right away. A lot of times we do get it right away. Sometimes we don't.
Right.
And then we increase our awareness. So we're open to input in all sorts of different ways. Sometimes it can, you know, going, there's not many billboards where we are, but if you look at a billboard where you're reading something and something
jumps
pops
at
out,
you
know,
yes.
What we see here is, I often see I have a bush outside my window and there's a lot of hummingbirds that come by.
Yes.
We see a lot of hawks.
Yes.
You know, and Native Americans have said that signifies something, but it's, I can't, when you're thinking about something and then all of a sudden that animal
that
appears,
shows up. Yes.
You know, it's something it can be very telling.
Correct.
But so this is how letting the universe decide can be positive because it opens your mind, expands your awareness to your environment in a way that is not black and white, but is broad and open.
Well, and here's one of the things I do, and I do it in many different ways. I don't know if I'm saying that correctly at the moment, but I do what I call a 360. It means that I'll have the energy of a situation or a question or something to that effect. And I, in my mind, will walk all the way around it to see what jumps at me. And I ask the question, what negative energy is blocking me and the client from the clarity that we need so we can see what's going on or what negative energy to get rid of, things like that.
By the way, and we've been talking about this. So we're trying a little bit different format with our shows now. We've had a lot of bullet points. We've always done it by outline, but we never read. We
hardly ever do.
So we're putting in fewer and fewer bullet points and we're just
yes.
letting ourselves go.
Right.
But you know, you've been struggling with the negative effects of your Enneagram 4 type.
I really am.
Which is emotional.
Yes.
But you can never do a 360 when you're being emotional.
Ah,
it's not
good
objective.
Point.
It's
good,
not objective.
Good point. He's, you know what? I'll say this one time. he's actually absolutely right.
Hey, I've got a whole list. I've got a whole list of times you said
and,
that.
And the point that I'm trying to make here is that it does help to have somebody else help you without motive or malice. I could maybe say it that way.
Understanding the motives.
And so I can understand, and that the rest of us can understand what's going on, because all of us have motives in our lives.
Well, so when you're listening or observing, you have to have an open mind. That's what we're saying.
Yes, you do.
But here's what I think really helps. This is my suggestion.
Okay.
Having a little bit of skepticism, and it's going to help. So if you're open to being wrong about what you see.
Sure. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
And learning as you can get more and more information.
Correct.
And that's what we do all the time.
Yes.
Is that we look and we kind of report first to ourselves.
Yes.
Sometimes to you guys, but we're open to being wrong. If we're not absolutely right, you know, we're willing to be
wrong.
And usually it's not right or wrong. Again, that's black and white.
Yes.
It's more, there's a nuance. There's an additional information. Well, you know what?
I have a great story about that.
Yeah.
If you don't mind.
Yeah. Yeah.
I worked with a client, this was years ago, and every time I worked with this person, I would see Pegasus and Orion, and it was very, very interesting to me, and I, up until just recently, did I actually understand what it was all about, but I kept asking the question, why am I seeing this? What is Pegasus? That's
right. What's the
winged horse?
Yeah.
And Orion, the star system of Orion. Why was I seeing all of this? Well, come to find out that this client always wanted to have some sort of message.
She was always looking for a sign.
A sign or a message.
So when you would see Pegasus, she would interpret it as an answer to a question that she was posing.
Exactly.
That was almost always, I'm going to make the point here. That was almost always black and white.
Absolutely. And the thing that I just discovered recently is that the Pegasus and Orion wasn't black and white. It was a message from the universe saying, this is where her soul originated. And when I understood that better, then I could understand why she asked the questions that she asked, or why she needed the information that she needed.
Well, and I love that example, because sometimes when you're asking a question and you try and fit it into a black and white scenario.
Well, exactly. It doesn't fit, you know, what is a round peg in a square hole. It doesn't work that way.
You know, it was at least 20 years ago, and I was using the pendulum, and I just picked up the pendulum and I was able to do it really easily.
Yes,
I was just natural to it. But one of the things I learned was, yes and no questions don't work very well.
Well,
you can ask them and you get yes and no answers.
But the other part of that is that yes and no answers are not always the answer that is actually needed.
Let me give an example. Okay. I think that's really good. So let's say you're choosing between two jobs.
Okay.
Should I have this job or should I have this job?
Okay.
It's a black and white question.
Yes, it is.
So the problem is that one job could be better if you're really ambitious and you're going to apply yourself really intensely, and you'll probably raise to the ranks better. And another job might be better if you want to coast and spend more time with your family. One that's just solid, that's stable,
right,
and you want to spend more time and it's regular hours, that sort of thing. So which job is better? Well, if you ask the pendulum, if you ask the universe, if you ask a tarot deck, if you ask an expert,
you're going to get
a black and white answer that, you know, usually the way out of that is what? Self-knowledge. And
yes.
Self-knowledge is, you know, when you're asking the universe, a lot of times you skip over self-knowledge.
Yes.
And self-knowledge is connected to your emotional story.
Yes.
And that emotional story tells you about the negative energy, the 80%. Go to our website, theecosystemapproach.org, and sign up for that free section and read that article. But the 80% that's blocking you from understanding what's in your best interest.
Well, and there's one more point that I want to put out here that I think is really, really, really important. It's never one answer to, I'm going to say something like, is this job right? Is that job right? Because there will be so many variables in all of that. And what you have to do is you ask one question and then another question and another question and another question. In other words, we are not one dimensional. We can be multiple dimensional, often in not only who we are, but in what we do in life.
We see this all the time. And with this segment, this is a perfect example.
Yes.
We see answers that have one aspect of this and one aspect of this that seem contradictory.
Exactly.
Here's the last thing that I want to talk about.
Okay.
Often people use the universe as a way to manifest something for themselves.
Oh, yeah.
So I want more resources. I want more money. So mm-hmm. I'm going to let the universe manifest it for me. Here's the problem with that, okay? It actually comes from your essence.
Yes.
So if you start clearing the negative energy in your essence and keep clearing for more resources, more wealth, more money, mm-hmm. then it'll come to you in a way that's appropriate for you.
Exactly.
So in a way, you're letting the universe help you with that. And in a way, you're not, because you're taking charge.
Correct.
If you just let the universe manifest it for you and you use affirmations, because you're not getting rid of the negative energy that's attached to you,
correct.
Not getting rid of that 80%, it's not going to work.
Well, or you're not going to get the results that you're asking
for.
Yeah,
it could be from negative energy exactly. as opposed to positive energy.
Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
When you are letting the universe decide, you are hyper aware of your environment, which is a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
It opens your mind and makes your observations more acute and generalized in a better way. Another good thing.
Yes.
Being skeptical and having some doubt about what you observe creates balance about your perceptions. Mm-hmm. And the ecosystem approach is designed to teach you how to balance and perceive energy information in the best way for you. That's the key.
Yes. In the next segment, we're going to talk about using your essence to be fully in charge of your life. That is in alignment with your highest and best interest for decisions. For decision making and all aspects of your life. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia, and you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Join the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each month as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia Stephanie is a spiritual teacher, passionate speaker, published author, and founder of the Empower Network. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. For more information, go to corneliastephanie.com.
Sometimes being human has its challenges. Our physical health falters, our spirits sag, our dreams don't immediately come to fruition. Welcome to the power of Maximum Medicine Radio. Join me, Doc Martin, in conversations that will blow your mind about healing. In our hit show, Doc Martin addresses the scientific with bridging to the mystical approaches to give you a new narrative about Maximum Medicine. In this live call-in show, we will journey into the extraordinary genius of the human body and talk about other beliefs that impact being your multidimensional self. We seek the seen and the unseen and explore the earthbound and the otherworldly, all with the purpose of calling forth the maximum you. To learn more about Doc Martin and Maximum Medicine, visit www.SharonMartinMD.com.
Feeling stuck? Journey into a new exciting reality today. Join Coach Christine Clark as she helps you forge the life you desire. Through processes that shape, hone, refine, elasticize, and transform you, go beyond the curve and call in your unique destiny. Tune into the show, Forging a Life, live every fourth Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To work with Christine, visit SunglowTransformation.com.
Get empowered. Transformation Talk Radio.
All This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason, and I'm Patricia. And in this segment, we're going to talk about using your essence to be fully in charge of your life. That is in alignment with your highest and best interest for decision-making and all aspects of your life. We are married intuitives with over 20 years experience who created the Ecosystem Approach for you. This is much different because we see human beings as ecosystems that need to be restored instead of programmed. We show you how to take an energy approach for internal discovery that is rational, practical, and useful for everyday life. Okay, Jason, explain what it means to use your essence to be fully in charge of your life.
Okay. The best way to explain that is in contrast to how we work now.
Okay.
And using programming methods. Okay. Mm-hmm. So here's some examples. And your essence, talk about being discredited. It is so important, and it has so much power. You know, we've always heard, I'm going off on a tangent here, but we don't have any script here, so I can do that. But we've always heard that we only use a small
portion of our brain.
Our brain or our potential.
Correct.
That's because of the 80%. We're supposed to be fully conscious. Mm-hmm. You know, this idea of hypnosis, for example, to get to your unconscious mind. Your unconscious mind shouldn't be this big. It should be just barely that big. And most of that is for things that happen, like making your heart beat and things like that.
Correct.
The monkey brain.
Yes.
You know, so here's how we do it now. So if we're choosing a career, we might take an interest test, doing internships, looking at salaries. That's all stuff that's outside of you.
Yes.
It has nothing to do with who you are authentically. And even if you take an interest test, it's very, very superficial.
Remember, I failed. Yeah.
Sweetie, you're not supposed to fail an interest test, but that's it was a personality
that's,
test.
Yeah, and that's what, test. Okay, same thing.
So okay. Choosing a mate. You know, writing a pro and con list.
Sure.
Oh, Hallmark does that all the time.
Yes. Yeah.
These are the good points. These are the bad things. Using feelings only. Oh, I'm so madly in love, you know.
Yes.
And using sexual attraction only, or using other people's opinions. Now, of course, you know, I didn't have to do a pro and con list with you, but the sexual attraction was there.
Thank you, dear.
And, you know, the feelings.
Now that the rest of the world knows that, too.
The feelings were just, oh, my gosh, I was just gushing all the time. But I just kind of held back a little bit.
Yes, I know.
So anyways.
Well, here's a really important one, though. Another point that you're trying to make here is healing illness or disease. You know, that's a really, really, really big one.
People always research the disease. They find the best experts. They fight the disease instead of saying, okay,
why do I have this essence, disease?
Why do I have this
there
disease?
You go. Exactly.
And what can I do to fix it?
And I would say it just a little bit different. Not only what can I do, but I would say, what do I need to clear so I can see what's blocking me and keeping me stuck in this disease?
And I guess part of our bitterness or our anger about letting the universe decide, mm-hmm. it's not focusing you inside on your essence.
It's focusing outside.
Exactly.
And when you do that, if you're somebody like me, when you go look outside, you see all the things you've done wrong. Well, then that means I can't have that job,
yeah.
or I can't have that partner,
yeah.
or that sort of thing.
And all those things that you did wrong is negative energy that's attached to your essence.
Correct.
Because if theoretically you could remove all that negative energy just like that, you would have a natural sense of confidence about what you're here to do. You would know what you're here to do.
Yes.
And you have a natural confidence to go do it.
Yes.
You know, absolutely. it sounds so simple. And with programming, we do these things like we have to motivate ourselves and all these fancy things.
Well, and affirmations.
Affirmations, I mean, yes. Trying to feel out who we are.
Well, and you know,
I've got to be me.
Exactly. You know. Yes. And, you know, the irony is before I met you, I was doing all these affirmations. I was worried about keeping my job. And I did all these affirmations daily. And I mean, a lot. I got fired anyway.
Well, and you could do clearing and get fired, but it's a different thing. When you start clearing and you get fired, you know, you're clearing to keep your job or you're clearing for your
correct.
Money.
That
you
is
know,
correct.
It can create possibilities. The biggest thing that distinguishes clearing from superstition is when you clear and you expect one specific outcome
answer.
Only. Yes. It's very black and white.
Yes.
And usually when you clear, what happens is what's best for you comes forward.
Yes. Well,
and it may not be what you expected.
And by the way, the next job was actually where I met him. Mm-hmm. And so I find that to be very interesting.
So the other thing about working with Essence,
okay.
It starts with self-knowledge.
Of course.
Programming is always light on self-knowledge. It doesn't care about who you are specifically.
Right.
It's about but with
following the rules, doing what's right as opposed to, or doing what's not what's right, but who's right.
Yeah.
You're trying to find.
Compared to someone else outside of you, not
yes,
you
exactly.
personally.
Exactly.
So in order for the essence to work, you have to also factor in negative dark energy.
Correct.
Because people don't know, really understand it or how to understand it. And that's why we do so many shows. We've been doing, this is like, it's 225 shows.
Okay.
This is our 225th show.
So Jason, can you give the audience out there, and I'm going to throw this at you, can you give them an example of negative energy in looking for a job?
Well, first of all, in general, negative energy is that anything that blocks you personally.
Okay.
And, and it could be from a place that you wouldn't even think of as negative energy.
Okay.
But for looking for a job, negative energy is keeping you from knowing who you are.
Yeah.
I remember my dad wanted me to be an accountant. And actually, I did pretty well with my accounting classes.
Well, of course you did. You did well with all that sort of thing.
I understood it. I was logical. I had a left brain. But for me to be an accountant, I mean, that is craziness.
Waste of time, everyone.
You know, I would be so bored. I'd be so bored. And I'm sorry for any accountants out there. I'm sure you enjoy your work. And I think that's great. But for me personally, it's not that being an accountant is wrong for everybody.
Of course not.
It's wrong for me.
Exactly.
You know,
and that's the point.
That is the point. And I didn't know. There was all this justification, and my dad had some good points about the benefit of being an accountant. He wanted me to work with the Big Eight. I just getting my business degree. There was a lot of logic to it, but it had nothing to do with me. So that self-knowledge is a big, big deal.
Yes.
And negative energy keeps you from that self-knowledge.
Correct.
You know, I spent years, hitting my head against the wall here and here and here. And it's only after I did the ecosystem approach.
Correct.
That I really started to understand who I was and what I'm here to do.
Well, and I need to
and
say this.
One more part about self-knowledge. Okay.
Go ahead.
That's really important. Your emotional story helps you understand the negative energy that's attached to you.
Correct.
So self-knowledge, your emotional story comes first. And then as you start understanding your emotional story and clearing away the negative energy that's attached to that emotional story.
Correct.
That's where self-knowledge comes from.
Well, and
it's an energetic process.
And the thing that I want to say is, in all the time that I've been doing the clearing and working with people for these last 20 years or more, the thing that I have seen is that I have never met anyone who has said, I hate this because it's made me hate myself. And the ecosystem approach. And the bottom line is that what they do see is they don't like a behavior that's been done or a situation that's happened. And the next question they ask is, how do I not get stuck in this hate? What do I do with it?
And that behavior comes from negative energy. It doesn't come from that authentic place
within you.
That is
correct. That is correct.
You know, the problem with programming, mm-hmm. when you go outside of yourself, if I would have started to try and be an accountant, and then I got bored and then I would fail.
Right.
I would think that it's my fault. Programming sets you up to feel bad about yourself, sets you up for shame
correct.
And guilt and unworthiness.
Mm-hmm.
And it creates a lose-lose situation.
Correct.
So,
all right. So are we at key points?
Yep,
Jason?
I think
well,
so.
And these we do write down. We try and stick to them. So Jason, what are the key points?
Programming focuses you on the outside of yourself for answers. So your essence can't have power. Power from essence comes from knowing your emotional story and removing the dark energy connected to that emotional story.
Right.
And negative energy should always be considered in decision-making that comes from your emotional story And the ecosystem approach teaches you to be fully in charge of your life and operate with free will intact. Oh my gosh.
That's a huge one.
Yes.
And absolutely.
If you're programmed, you can't have free will.
Yes, absolutely. So Jason, we need to tell everyone rather quickly how to do the clearing. And then in the next segment, we're actually going to do some clearing and help people really connect with their essence.
It's very simple. You can take any posture you want. You can sit, stand, lay down. Mm-hmm. You can be walking, running. Mm-hmm. You like to do it when you're watering the garden.
Oh,
you know,
a lot, yes.
Two things at once works really well.
I also like to do it when I'm working out.
Yeah.
I really do. It's a really good thing to do.
And we've been doing it while we meditate. So
yes,
anyways,
exactly.
It doesn't matter what your posture is. So when we say to eliminate, whether it's barriers, veils, and illusions, specific emotions, mm-hmm. gather those up in your emotion, in your imagination, mind's eye.
Yes.
And then blow it into the processor. I know Jacob's going to put the processor up and it's basically, it looks like a trash can on wheels.
It does.
And if you want to be able to print out a picture of the processor, you can go to our website, theecosystemapproach.org, and sign up for our free section, and you can just download it and print it out there.
And by the way, it works because you don't want to take negative energy off of you or within you. You don't want to just throw it down, because not only are you polluting not only your world around you more, but you're also polluting it for other people as well. And that's the last thing that our intent is. We want everyone to start to make our world a better place. Once we've done this, then what we're going to do, meaning doing the clearing, then we're going to activate life force energy, the most powerful energy that any of us has access to. And what we do is we call upon it. We ask it to come in through the top of our head, and we ask it to go into the places where that negative energy once was. In other words, you do one and then you do the other. And that makes you safe, free, and also be able to have better clarity in your life in whatever you're doing. So stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to help you start to clear so you can prepare yourself to have better intuition and let the universe talk to you in the best way for your highest and best interest. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia, and you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Patricia McNair, host of Divine Guidance with Patricia, and I'm here to help you live a more authentic, spiritually connected life. Join me every first and third Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Being who you are in everyday life is the key to unlocking soul wisdom within that our whole self already knows. Get ready to embrace your spiritual, mental, and emotional well-being, your whole being. Discover your gifts and strengthen your connection to spirit. We will explore earth guidance, divine truth and love, past life lessons, and so much more. So listen in to Divine Guidance with Patricia and join in your personal adventure to triggering, opening, validating, and being all that you are. For more information about me, visit divineguidance.earth.
Do you question what an authentic life really looks like? Tune in to The Alley Effect with Allison Blythe, authentically living life your way, every first and third Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com, where Allison Blythe brings you tools, resources, and actionable steps toward your very best life. Take responsibility for your own happiness. For more about Allison, visit Allison, A-L-L-Y-S-O-N, Blythe, B-L-Y-T-H-E.com.
Get empowered on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Does your life often feel like an emotional tsunami where rogue waves crash down on you, leaving you feeling hopeless and wondering if it will ever end? Do you wish to awaken the dormant strength inside of you? Imagine what it would be like to turn your pain into purpose. Start today by scheduling a complimentary consultation with Martinet. Dive into your healing journey and begin to see your life in a new light. Visit martineemmons.com and make your appointment today.
transformationtalkradio.com. Let the journey begin.
This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason, and I'm Patricia. And in this segment, we're going to help you start to clear so you can prepare yourself to have better intuition, yay, and let the universe talk to you in the best way for your highest and best interest. And by the way, I love that. It's just, wow, there's a power in it, and it's
we're
amazing.
Always listening.
We are
and
all the time.
You know, I guess we could make that distinction. We're not listening to the universe as much as our own essence. But it's if we could draw you a diagram, it's through your essence
that you can
talk to the rest, to the non-physical dimension.
Exactly, exactly. So with that said, Jason.
Here we go.
All right.
I direct all my resources in all dimensions to eliminate the barriers so I can see that when I let the universe decide, I'm not including dark energy. It's always present. Mm-hmm. Take a breath. Load into that processor.
And I'm going to shorten it. And to eliminate the barrier so I can see that when I let the universe decide, I'm giving power away from my essence. This is not acceptable. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the intense feelings of worry, anxiety, and stress that I have trying to make a decision without essence. If you had essence, if that was coming from your essence knows.
Yes.
There wouldn't be the worry, anxiety, and stress.
Exactly. Take a breath. And to eliminate the feelings of fear and hurt and shame that I'm trying to avoid by letting the universe decide. Well, and I have to add, so I can blame somebody else. I release and let go that right there, because the truth is, removing negative energy, you don't have to blame anyone. Take a breath, nice and easy.
Yeah, don't blame the universe.
Exactly.
It doesn't deserve it. Yes. The barrier so I can see how magical thinking comes from pain, hurt, and fear, that which I want to avoid.
Exactly.
Take a breath.
And to eliminate any feelings of fear and terror that I have that makes me feel like a victim, but I can clear it away. Take a breath.
And to eliminate any feelings of fear and terror. And to eliminate the barriers so I can see that after I ask the universe to decide, it increases my awareness of my surroundings. Take a breath.
And I can clear what negative energies are holding me hostage
exactly.
at that time.
Yes.
Yes. So, and to eliminate any intense anger or resentment I have because my beliefs may not be correct or in my best interest. Nice and easy. Take a breath.
And to eliminate any resistance I have to seeing that I have the power within me to make my life the way I want.
I love that. Take a breath. And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see that self-knowledge is needed to be fully in charge of my life. And by the way, how you get that self-knowledge is by using the ecosystem approach. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the barrier so I can see that programming teaches me that the answers are outside of myself and ignores essence.
Yes.
Take a breath.
And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see that all the power I need to make decisions and live my life in a way that is connected to my essence and best interest. Take a breath. And by the way, that means in my best interest. Not mine personally, yours as well.
And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see that the universe should respond to me, my essence, not me responding to the universe.
Yes, take a breath.
That's so important that
yes.
the universe responds to us. We don't respond to it.
Mm-hmm.
That's the power dynamic is mixed up.
Exactly. Take a breath, everyone. Now we're going to activate that life force so that we can use that most powerful energy to get all that we need, want, desire, and deserve. So I direct all my resources in all dimensions to activate life force energy so I can be happy and healthy and aware, so I can see, know, and understand who and what is in my highest and best interest. Starting right now in this very moment, pull that in through the top of your head. Let it go all the way down to the tips of your toes. Stop it right there. Turn it around. And any negative energy that's in the way for any reason, blow it out. You don't need it anymore. You're letting life force energy help you with your power. Nice and easy. Take a breath. Jason?
And to activate life force so I can have hope to be fully empowered with my essence to make decisions and live my best life.
Yes, take a breath. Let it go in. Fill up the places where that negative energy was and blow out any negative energy left over. And to activate life force so I can trust and understand that my essence should have all the power I ever need, not the universe. Take a breath. Okay.
And to activate life force so I can decide to focus my attention on removing negative energy from my essence for a better life. That's yes. Exactly where it is.
Yes. Take a breath. Let it go in through the top of your head and all the way down to your toes. Stop it. Turn it around. Blow out any negative energy. And to activate life force so I can be happy and healthy and creative, have objectivity. I said creativity, but I'm going to say it again. Power, knowing, and the intuitive ability to see, know, and understand who and what is in my highest and best interest at all times, starting right now. Nice and easy. Pull it in. Life force energy. Let it go all the way to the tips of your toes. Stop it. Turn it around and blow out any negative energy. Someone out there right now is saying, what do you mean? There's so much negative energy. You're absolutely right. But start with you first. And you will do so much better because you'll be able to see it easier and understand what to do with
it. It's almost like you create a little bubble around you.
Exactly.
So that you can live your life without that.
Exactly. So, Jason, what are we going to talk about next week?
This is a kind of a really interesting, it is a really interesting show. You know, people, we've done past life regressions.
Sure.
All the time that we've been doing this. And it's called Past Life Hacks. And we're going to teach you how to do it yourself.
Oh, you know, okay.
A lot of people come to us for past life out of some sort of ego need because they want to be a princess in a past life or
yes.
some sort of important person or,
yes.
you know, for entertainment. It's sort of like ancestry.com, you know,
yes.
I want to know who I was.
Yes.
But the truth is past life information can be very valuable. Especially for illness and disease.
Mm.
Oh, we've been watching TV and we've been seeing all the St. Jude
commercials yes.
on the hospital on the East Coast and babies and infants and children who have cancer.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you don't just get cancer
because.
And typically all those things are past life. That doesn't mean that you have to not do traditional medicine or how whatever kind
exactly.
of protocol
that's
you
right.
want to use for that. But right. Understanding the past life
connection
roots of that
yes.
can be very, very important.
Exactly.
And we're going to talk about that. It's also helpful for, let's say you always pick the wrong guy or the wrong mate in a marriage. Let's say you always pick the wrong job or you've done a job and you're really unhappy with it and you seem unhappy with your life. You're
right.
depressed.
Right.
Those global issues that just keep dogging you, typically have their roots in past life.
Right.
And
right.
it's funny. We've always been working on each other's story, emotional story.
Of course.
And we just noticed that there was something in my past life. And I've never really gone there. And we're going to start doing that. And maybe we can do that on the show soon.
Oh, okay.
Week.
Sure.
So stay tuned. This will be a really good show.
Okay.
So if today's show, if something touched your heart, maybe it's made you think in a way that you've never considered before. Maybe you've been letting the universe decide. You say, oh my gosh, I'm not going to do that anymore. You know, go to our website right now, theecosystemapproach.org, and sign up for a free section.
Okay. Jason, How can I make the ecosystem approach a bigger part of my life? Someone in the audience is actually asking that. And so I want to make sure that we, you know, we talk about how we can take, or we can tell everyone how to take the next steps to do that.
We've made it really simple. Listen to our show every week. It mm-hmm. sounds so simple. It's, you know,
we promise to make you laugh.
We try, but every week we talk about the ecosystem approach and how it applies to your life in a different way.
Yes.
And we've gone way, all the different things, you know, well, and relationships, money.
Well, and from a different perspective.
Yes.
When people can see things that, of course, everyone knows that there's different perspectives in our lives, but when we can see that we talk about the different perspectives of everyone's life, it's kind of interesting.
It really is. Yes. So you see all these topics from different perspectives.
Correct.
Then go to our website, theecosystemapproach.org. Mm-hmm. We have a free section. You can listen to our radio shows there. You can, we have a lot of content. We have a lot of articles. Mm-hmm. You can download a picture of the processor. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of stuff there. It's all free. So all we ask for is your email address. So go there right now, theecosystemapproach.org. And then go to our Facebook page, which is theecosystemapproach.org. And we have a lot of videos there.
Right.
If you're there, please like us while you're there. Just give that little thing a like. I appreciate that.
Yes.
And you can see us there. A lot of times people like to watch us versus listen to us.
Correct.
Because you make all these funny faces and it's usually directed at me.
Okay.
So,
all right. We'll connect next Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Eastern Time. This is Transformation Talk Radio, and you're listening to the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia.
Remember, your ecosystem is the most important one in the world.
Thank you for listening to the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia. I'm Patricia. Tune in every week as we discuss practical ways to apply the ecosystem approach and develop your potential to live your life on your terms. For more information, visit our website at theecosystemapproach.org.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.